it's Tuesday morning at 8:55 and time again for Musical Musers, brought to us by Globe Life. Who's your beneficiary? They've got a site specifically for our listeners, globelifep1.com. And today it is George's turn.
Mm-hmm. Well, yesterday was our first day of summer officially. So as you turn it up there, Jer, it got me thinking about summer songs, because every time I hear this song, it reminds me of summer.
You'd think that people would have had enough of a silly love song.
That was Paul McCartney and Wings from 1976.
Horrible bass line.
This reminds me of going to swim meets. Yes, I did used to swim back then, way back in the day. But it's one of those weird sensations that when you hear a particular song, and this song was popular throughout 1976, Marge was not there, it brings you back to a certain time. I guess just about every song does that, but some songs are just reserved for summer. And for me, when I thought about it, this was the first song that came to mind to me. That was a big summer song, too. That was a big summer for big songs. That was Philadelphia Freedom, too.
Oh, yeah.
From 1976.
Yep.
Leading up to the centennial celebration.
Bicentennial.
Bicentennial celebration. And July 4th that summer. You guys have any that hit you upside the head as, oh, yeah, this is a summer song?
So I have one. I don't think you're going to like it, but this is the first song when you ask me, what song makes you think of summer? This is the first one that came to mind.
Yes! No! Yes! Yes!
Gordo loves this song.
Summer running happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me.
It's not my favorite song.
You weren't into the movie.
Was not into the movie at all. But that summer, Grease was released 1978 in June.
Okay.
Right as we're getting out of school, and this song is all over the radio.
Oh, yeah.
And my sister had the album, so she's playing it all the time. And I just, it's one of those songs that I didn't like, but I kind of found myself tapping my foot to it. And and it defined that summer, the summer of 78, at least for us kids. You know, that's right in my childhood wheelhouse. I'm 12 years old or something at the time. And so that's, and because they mention summer about 100 times in the song.
Yeah.
And so every summer night through the summer of 78, this song was playing.
Gordo, you got one before we get to the list compiled by Rolling Stone for 70s and 80s?
Well,
should I come back to you?
I have one. I have a band that reminds me of summer because I went a whole summer just listening to this band constantly.
Okay.
And you'll recognize this.
Josie's on a vacation far away.
Greatness.
It's such a summer band. Such a convertible.
Yeah.
Because every song's in a major key.
85, 86?
85. Major key joining us.
I don't want to lose your love tonight.
Now they're all dead, but...
Well,
are they?
You didn't have to
all
say
of
that.
Them?
No, just the main two
lead
guys.
Two.
Yeah,
so it takes
out.
You back to a certain car and where you lived at the time,
yeah,
and all that.
But I also remember this album in the fall, too, because I think I went a whole year
probably
listening to this thing.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend at the time had an old Honda Accord, the first Honda Accord I remember anyone having.
You thought she was your soulmate because she had a Honda Accord and it was awesome?
She had a great laugh.
All right. Well, Rolling Stone put together their top... They went as deep as like 20 or 25, but here you go. Top 5 summer songs, according to Rolling Stone magazine, from the 1970s. It starts off kind of slow, but we get to some bangers here in a few minutes. And by slow, I mean 1970. This was the song of the summer, written by the great Burt Bacharach and Hal David. And It was recorded originally in 1963, but it went number one when the Carpenters recorded it in 1970.
God,
son,
such a meaning!
Oh. Why do birds oh. here every time?
Still writes great melodies, though. You gotta admit it. Burt Bacharach was amazing.
Just like me, they long to be close to
real quick, have you seen her play drums?
Not lately.
Not
lately.
Find the video of Karen Carpenter playing drums. It's incredible.
I think, yeah, she plays it on this song, I think. Plays them on this song. Okay, along those lines from 1971, this spent 5 weeks as the number one song that summer. Carole King from Tapestry, I Feel the Earth Move. We're getting moving a little bit here.
Another song that beats me.
Doesn't beat anyone else?
No. I always liked this song.
Junior?
I'm okay with it.
Good bass line.
That was 1971. As we move on in the 70s, according to Rolling Stone magazine.
This is back before people existed.
It was a while back. This one is awesome. From 1979, off of an album that had 3 number one hits. Donna Summer with Bad Girls. Man, I love this song. She had Hot Stuff, which was number one in the spring. This was number one in July and August, spent 5 weeks at number one.
This is a great song.
Oh,
got a whistle in it.
Yeah.
All the instrumentation's great. Everything's really tight.
Yeah. That was the Lano Yellow Jacket in the summer of 1979.
Yeah, Bob. Got two whistles. Sad
girl. Talking about the sad girl. Yeah, what a voice.
Yeah, this part's beating, but...
No, this is good. All right, that was 1979. This was released on June 9th, 1977. I think this is the best one. At least this is my favorite groove. The Emotions put out 3 albums in the 1960s. None of them did much of anything. They moved to Columbia Records. They co-wrote this with Maurice White of Earth, Wind, and Fire. He also co-produced it. Best of My Love spent 5 weeks at number one.
Never heard it.
Oh my gosh, what a great groove this is.
Yeah, this is great.
Think about it, kind of sounds like an Earth, Wind, and Fire song. Yep, and Maurice White was a big part of that. All right, according to Rolling Stone, this was the number one summer song of the 70s. They were one-hit wonders, but this was a hit from 1979. The Knack with My Sharona.
This is a great song.
Timeless song. The fastest selling single for Capitol Records since I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Wow.
My Sharona in 1979. Yeah, that's how hot that record was and had a resurgence of course, in the 90s.
Also such a strange song.
I know.
It's a very unusual song.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that I would have gone with the octave on that.
Yeah.
You know, that weird kind of thing.
It was kind of a new sound, yeah. And it was really, as they said, maybe the first new wave song that became number one.
Also the big song on Janet Reno Dance Party on SNL.
Not an octave. All right, let's move on to the 1980s, and I remember this like it was yesterday, the summer of 1982. This was released May 31st, 1982. Survivor with Eye of the Tiger, which was the theme from Rocky III.
Here's a song that I liked at the time.
Oh my gosh, I love this.
But looking back on it, is this a great song?
Who knew that he would be reduced to Mr.
Real Man of Genius?
Rolly guy, or hot dog roller guy, or whatever. Yeah, Real Men of Genius. But this was number one for 6 weeks in the summer of 82 and spent 15 straight weeks in the top 10. You weren't into the song? Plus the whole Rocky
III
comeback?
No, I was at the time,
and,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think when I would do fake television promos for my Nerf basketball and other teams that in my pretend leagues, I would use this as the soundtrack.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to.
It's other than that, music. I wasn't really into it.
Yeah. Okay, that's number
kinda
five.
Sounded a little Steve Perry in here.
Yeah.
Back when Steve could sing.
Dude.
Hey, come on.
What?
Let's all be nice here, Steve. All right, you mentioned The Outfield. That was 1985, right, Gordo?
Yes, I believe so.
This, according to Rolling Stone, was the fourth best or biggest song of the 80s in the summertime. Became number one in June of 1985. 3 weeks at number one.
I don't think I can survive listening to the song.
With Shout.
Getting my bingo card ready.
He's going to say bingo as soon as I mention Roland Orzabal.
Bingo.
Kurt Smith would have bingoed too, but yeah.
No, he's more infatuated with Roland Orzabal.
He sang like Mushmouth to me, Roland Orzabal.
This album, Songs from the Big Chair, was huge, though. This song was huge that summer.
This is a beating of a song. What's the Everybody Wants to Rule the World is a beating
love
of a song?
That song.
That also
horrible
went number
song.
One. Two number one songs off that album.
Sowing the Seeds of Love was okay, although it was very derivative.
Yeah, another good one.
Good song.
They had something.
I don't know about that.
Okay, this is a guy who'd been around for a while, but in 1988, at the age of 40, Steve Winwood had a number one summer hit with this.
Not Higher Love. Please not Higher Love.
No, it's Roll With It, Baby.
Oh. Oh,
this. Pretty straightforward song. Has an old Motown sound to it.
It's okay.
Think?
Yeah. It was never one of my favorite songs, but a good song from 1988 and a summer song. This one may have been the summer song of the 80s. It finishes at number two, but I think I would put it ahead of what we're going to find out as number one. This was from the summer of 1983, released in May of 83. 8 weeks as the number one song that summer in the Billboard Hot 100, The Police With Every Breath You Take.
Great song, but I don't associate it with the summer.
Boy, I do.
Really?
First time I heard it, I was in Jeff Corey's Jeep, and we were driving back from Wet and Wild going down 635.
Made up story.
The day before we graduated,
made up.
I thought.
Totally made up.
This is a cool song, and I don't know what's ahead, but we're about to graduate from high school.
Hell yeah, Wet and Wild, man.
Yeah, man.
Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to Jeff Corey.
He has passed.
No, he hasn't. I actually ran into him a couple of months ago, and he's still playing guitar. He was in our band.
Isn't this about stalking, the song?
I think so. Yeah, it's kind of a creepy song.
Listen, this part's cool. Listen to the bass. Listen to this next note. That one. That's cool the way he drops it down.
Great riff. Kind of a creepy meaning, I guess, to the song, but definitely a summer song. That was from the summer of 1983. And Rolling Stone said this was the top summer song of the 80s. Just the very next year, released May of 1984. And the video came out in June. It was also a part of a big movie, Purple Rain.
Yeah.
Prince When Doves Cry.
Yeah.
Weird beginning. Or as our buddy in college said, when doves fry.
It just always short-circuited me that he put that in there.
Like a bug zapper or something. Cicada getting stuck in a bug zapper.
Cicada got stuck in the windscreen on that mic.
Great song.
Awesome. This was the only hit he had, though.
Oh, my gosh. So there you go. From the 70s and 80s, some songs from summer. All those were number one hits and big hits during the summertime. Summer.
The animals strike curious poses.
Do you think that part was weird? The animals strike curious poses?
Yeah, it's a weird song, really.
It's just odd
when you listen to it.
A big congratulations next.